On the way back to the castle, the messenger again falls asleep at the river, and the devil changes the message to kill the queen. Here, the predator is hoping the psyche will become polarized and kill itself off, rejecting one entire aspect of itself, that crucial one, the newly awakened one, the knowing woman. The king's mother is horrified at this message, and she and the king correspond back and forth many times, each trying to clarify the other's message, until finally the devil changes the king's message to read, "Kill the queen and cut out her eyes and tongue for proof." Here, we already have a maiden without worldly grasp, without hands, for the devil ordered these cut off. Now he demands further amputations. He wants her now also without true speaking and without true sight as well. This is quite a devil, and yet what he requires gives us tremendous pause. For what he wants to see take place are the very behaviors that have burdened women since time immemorial. He wants the maiden to obey these tenets. Don't see life as it is. Don't understand the life and death cycles. Don't pursue your yearnings. Don't speak of all these wildish things. The old wild mother, personified by the king's mother, is angry about the devil's command and says, "This is too much to ask." She just simply refuses. In woman's work, the psyche says, "This is too much. This I cannot, will not tolerate." And the psyche begins, as a result of its spiritual experience in this initiation of endurance, to act more shrewdly.